Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hello, everyone. If I can, for a moment, talk to the fellas out there. Fellas, do you suffer from envy of what those other guys have? Maybe you feel like you're not matching up to the average American male. Has your girl dropped hints that you need to make a change? Well, I am here with a solution to those problems we men don't like to talk about. The cure to any ailment that plagues 9 out of 10 men is subscribing to the Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show, Afterburn. For less than the price of one of those little blue pills, you can last an extra 75 minutes a month. Take it from me. Not only am I the spokesman for Afterburn, I am also a subscriber. Shame will be no longer after you subscribe today at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn, recommended by 1 out of 5 doctors. And even that one doctor was still questionable. Fat Guy Radio Show, Afterburn.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as reflector holder number 8 for the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. That was me. Did you see me? I was holding the reflector.
I didn't see you.
I was there. I was reflector number 8.
Reflector number 17?
No, number 8. I was holding it up.
Oh.
Well, boys, you know, it's the big, huge thing that happened this past Sunday. Everybody, it was the Oopersay Bowl. That happened this past Sunday.
All of you,
Philippius and D-Tay, most likely watched it without me.
I actually did not.
You didn't watch the game at all?
No.
Liar. Lip, where'd you watch the game?
My sister's.
Of course she did. Did I get an invite to go over there?
You did?
I did not.
You were sick.
Whatever, Lip.
Yeah, you were. I invited you too.
You guys are both lying because I
were
watched.
Were you not sick?
I was, but I still watched the game and I still would have liked an invite.
Would you not invite it?
I was not.
It's because you were sick because you didn't see your message.
If we go back on the show... I believe I invited him and told him he's more than welcome to come with me, but he's not going to because I watch my stuff in South Phoenix. And yes. He doesn't go to South Phoenix.
You know why I don't go to South Phoenix?
Because you're white.
I don't want to get. I don't want to catch the 2016.
He doesn't want to catch the bullets.
But I actually did watch the...
I was about to say something so bad. I was going to say, he doesn't want to catch the 51st and I-10. But that's so bad.
The game was... I actually enjoyed the game because the underdogs pulled it out.
Yeah.
All the way to victory.
Fight, 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 fight.
High Eagles fly. Down 1, 2, 3.
Fight,
fight. I don't even know this song.
I don't know the song either because we're not from Philadelphia. But shout out to all of the Philadelphia Eagles fans, which is pretty much all of America.
Kevin Hart got shut down. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
I saw that, too. We're going to get to that also. But you know what? Why I was so excited for the Super Bowl and why I want to open up the show about this is because I was excited that the Eagles have finally done something that Phoenix has not been able to do.
What?
Win a championship.
Our year will come.
We've been saying that for years.
Our year will come. Our year will come.
We are the underdog under the underdog.
We are the grime that the underdog eats.
We are the thought the underdog had before they became the underdog.
We are the lining of the underdog's stomach.
But I was happy because... The underdog, I mean, that's the American story right there.
It is. And it is I am so happy for Nick Foles.
And he's got Arizona connections.
Yeah, he went to U of A.
Yes, absolutely. Now for the orchestra version.
Wow, did you really pour it? Oh, my gosh.
And guess what the orchestra is?
What?
The Philadelphia Orchestra. I like the bells. But I'm happy because you know what? all of America was rooting. Even the Madden football game predictions had it going the way of the missing chromosome boy. Or what was the other team?
The Patriots.
The Pistriots. The Madden game selected the Pistriots to win. And they didn't. And you know why they didn't win? Because they never tried to cheat. If they would have cheated, they would have won.
Well, and they didn't have Malcolm Butler out there.
They didn't. But I'm happy because it is the underdog. Finally, the underdog gets his dues in Philadelphia.
I'm just happy that the guy who makes out with his son didn't get a Super Bowl championship.
Again. Yeah, I didn't understand that story either. But, DT, you alluded to it again, and I have this on my show notes. I'm going to say it. Kevin Hart is an absolute utter embarrassment. I've never liked that little guy. I never will like that little guy. He is an embarrassment. He is a glomon. And I believe that he is doing this just to embarrass himself because he gets the press. That's the only reason why he does it.
No, I don't think he did that to embarrass himself. I think he was just literally that drunk. He had like 6 shots and then like 12 drinks.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Where are his handlers?
He told his handlers, hey, get back. Right. I'm going to get on stage. Okay. I'm going to get on stage.
So you know what I'm going to say to that?
What?
When we find him face down in a tub in some hotel in a couple of years, then everybody will have questions. When the answers are right in front of us, he's clearly out of control. And no one is going to care about what he's doing until he's dead. You know why? Because when he dies, so does their money. Up to this point, people that are on his payroll are allowing him to do whatever he wants. But you know what? Hats off to that big building of a security guard that told that little chocolate chip chunk that he was not getting chocolate on that platform. You ain't threw one mother effing ball. You ain't caught one mother effing ball. You ain't even picked up a pom-pom, and your ass want to get on the celebratory platform while the Vince Lombardi trophy is being handed out?
I'm just saying.
Kiss my ass,
Bradley Cooper was allowed on stage.
What did he do?
Exactly.
But he wasn't Kevin Hart.
But he had more money.
And Bradley Cooper didn't make an ass of himself.
Well, he was sitting in the box with the owner.
Not only. Kevin Hart was not.
And his skin color was looking a little fuzzy.
Kevin Hart was not in the box with the owner.
That don't even make sense.
I don't even know what that means, but we'll move past it.
A little pale.
He white.
But Kevin Hart clearly is just climbing on. Why was he on ESPN? Why was he on the pre-game show, too?
Because Kevin Hart.
Drunk.
He Kevin Hart.
What does he bring?
Comedy.
Dropping F-bombs.
Comedy
on live TV.
Who cares? Who gives an F?
It's an embarrassment is what it is for a monumental moment that was coming down the pike for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hey, those players had him hyped up. I seen the videos. He was with the players on the field hyped up. And I think one of them was like, hey, Kev, you should come on stage with us. And he tried to get on stage. And the white dude was like, nah, Kev, I know who you are. But I can't let you on the stage because you just a little black guy. And you ain't through no passes. You too small to be in football on a football team.
He is the football. Kevin Hart is the pump that blows up the football. Because he's full of nothing but hot air. He's an embarrassment.
He was a hater.
No, it was the biggest stage. And I'm not even a sports guy. I couldn't tell you one person on the Philadelphia Eagles or the Pistrians. I couldn't tell you one person. But what I can tell you is that there was a guy that has no affiliation or no connection to either one of those teams that was trying to make it all about himself, and I didn't appreciate that.
He
on
has
the Super
an
Bowl.
Affiliation.
What is his affiliation?
His affiliation is he is from Philadelphia. He has been an Eagles fan for his whole life.
So is Will Smith.
Yeah, and Will Smith got on the stage too.
Will Smith was not. What Super Bowl
years
show
ago.
Were you watching?
Years ago.
I'm talking about Sunday.
I'm talking about years ago.
I don't care about
Philadelphia.
Years ago.
They had Will Smith do introductions.
So they hired him to do something.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
Did they
hire
him?
He's from Philly? And you acting like he ain't never did nothing for the Super Bowl?
I really hate it when he cuts me off and repeats the same thing over and over.
Hey,
that
I'm just
drives
saying.
Me absolutely insane.
And that's why I do it.
Can we have a conversation? No. Jesus Christ.
Cheese and crackers. Cheese and rice.
Kevin Hart embarrassed himself.
You embarrassed yourself.
And he ruined,
the
Super Bowl.
You ruined it.
Throughout it. Would you please stop?
I can't stop. Won't stop. Rockefeller
Records. I can't have a conversation.
No. I won't let you.
I cannot have a conversation.
You lose.
Okay. Well, you keep hood arguing me because the hood argument,
this
which is
how women
phrase,
argue.
Which is a phrase that I came up with.
Hood argue.
This isn't a radio show where we actually have a back and forth. This is a hood argument where the loudest person wins.
And that's me.
Well, I will give you the crown of winning because I'm not going to shout over you.
I'm a little D you.
Little D doesn't even do that. Little D gives me my space
okay,
to talk.
Okay, go ahead, talk.
I ain't got nothing to say. Lip, start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, Miss Miller, we just need a stool sample.
Why do you need a stool sample if you think I'm just a nut?
Because the answer's not in your head, my dear. It's in your butt. You see, everything comes down to poo. From the top of your head to the sole of your shoe. We can figure out what's wrong with you by looking at your poo.
Turk, do you have a hemorrhoid or is it rectal cancer? When you flush your dookie down, you flush away the answer.
My stomach hurts.
Check the poo.
Sprained my ankle.
Check the poo.
I was shot.
Check the poo.
A homeless guy threw poo in my eye.
Check the poo.
Mine are his.
First him, then you. It may sound gross. You may say shush.
Won't you pinch us off a big fat clue?
Our number one test is your number two.
If there's no pre-slide unmatched, please, everything comes down to
doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo,
doo-doo.
Everything comes down to poo.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
Yes, Jim Amato of the Facebook. That was a very essay opening. I love that. My kids love that song. I know it was a long intro, folks, but thank you for allowing me to play it. Not like you had anything to do with it, but I played it anyway. I love it. Lip, good pull. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasted to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics all over the world. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze. That is our executive producer over there, Sleepy McPhillipus.
Hello.
Thank you, Lip. And our associate producer, Interruptos, Inspector
what?
Interrupto. Daniel Taylor.
Ah.
He interrupted his own damn name. For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on the Facebook Live, just like my cousin Michelle Escalante. Hello, and M. Moody is checking in also, and Jim Amato is there, along with Big Bro Hutch chiming in, and the guy's voice you just heard, Doug Engel, is sitting around there somewhere. And ladies and gentlemen, yes, he did his funny. He got his laugh and his LOL from everybody in the Facebook group, and now he's done.
hang with us.
True to Doug. Yeah, Doug and Jake have the same live stream behaviors. They get in, they get a funny, they bounce.
Exactly.
He's choking on popcorn, that's why.
Something like that. All right, hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our friends at Target. Calling all Instagram chefs and chocolate pecan pie bakers and fakers. Our friends over at Target have a special deal just for the cook in you. Through the special Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, you can save up to 20% off all KitchenAid appliances for the kitchen. Grab yourself a KitchenAid Classic 4.5-quart stand mixer or single fatnatics like me. You don't need that large 6-quart slow cooker. So Target has a cute little 3-quart slow cooker. And for the guys that want to make their man cave into a man castle, grab yourself a mini fridge for change back on $7 $20 bills. Even if you're not an Instagram chef or a chocolate pecan pie baker or faker, Target has something for you. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And remember, order online and get it delivered to your door or picked up at your favorite store. Target, expect more, pay less. You know what? I'm going right now to fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and I am going to put that 2-quart slow cooker.
You said 3-quart.
Yeah, you said 3-quart.
Was it 3-quart?
And the reason why I know that, because I was like, I thought about all the beans I can slow cook while I'm at work.
3-quart. You are absolutely right. 3-quart.
I am about to be Bean City.
I you know, I have a big slow cooker.
Yeah.
But I use it for, like, you know, big family events.
Yeah.
But, dude, do you know how amazing it is if you are a single person or just a couple and you want to go and grab yourself a nice beef brisket and drop it in the slow cooker with some onions and a little bit of Worcestershire sauce?
The Worcestershire.
And you set that booger on low and you go to work. When you come home 8.5 hours, 9 hours later, it's just break apart beautiful. And then also, you've got food for like the rest of the week.
The rest of the week.
Brisket sandwich.
Sandwiches.
Brisket salad.
Salads.
Brisket taco.
Tacos.
All that.
All of it.
Tacos.
I was being your hype man. I was trying to hype you up.
It was great till you got to tacos.
What is it? Takai? What is the plural of tacos?
Takai. Yes.
I know. Just
I would like to taco. Have refried beans and one takai.
Well, you know, cactuses.
It's cacti.
It's cacti. It's, yes. It's a cactus and then cacti. Taco. Takai.
So is,
I'm just playing. I know it's tacos, folks. I'm not dumb.
Goose? Goose eye?
No, it's geese.
Oh.
Just like mouse is meese.
Ah!
Then moose is moosesises. Is that just going to be your go-to?
That's going to be my go-to.
Just fly, eagles, fly.
I was really excited for them.
I was too.
We're the underdog. You know what I mean?
It's no, the I feel underdog. You. I feel you.
Well, I had myself a health week. Yeah, since the last show. I don't know what it was, but during the middle of last week's show, I started to feel a little tickle in my throat, and that's how my sicknesses always start.
With the tickle.
With the little tickle in the back throat tickle. Of my throat. The throat tickle.
When you feel the tickle in the throat, you know it's an ickle in the oak.
That's when I know it's an ickle in the oak when that happens. So, when I left Friday, I left Thursday, the show on, I'm sorry, Wednesday night.
Yeah, because we had a Wednesday show, didn't we?
Wednesday night, I left, went to work at GCU, which I'm repping my GCU gear tonight.
Go Lopes.
Go Lopes. Did that shoot and was a little under the weather, but I had taken some NyQuil. And so I took about 2.5 bottles of NyQuil.
I feel like that's your like go-to remedy, isn't it?
Because it works.
It's like you're like the Chris Rock. Like with the Tessin, Salvador is NyQuil.
I literally could be the spokesperson for the Vicks Corporation because I live by the two staples that are always in my house, NyQuil and Vicks Vapor Rub.
The Vapor Rub, I'm with you on that. Like when I have a sore throat, I rub the Vapor Rub on my neck and then I wrap it with a sock.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I wrap it with a sock, but I like someone gave me that remedy.
Clean sock, right?
Yeah, clean sock. Of course. Don't go with a dirty sock. Because then when your smell comes back, you're going to be smelling that dirty sock that you got wrapped around your neck. Lip.
So, well, you got to test your smell, right? So you know when it comes back.
Lip wants you to put feet Vicks on your chest.
I know, the foot Vicks.
The foot Vicks. And we got to get it because she's chiming in on the Facebook Live there. Martha Moo, what it do? Off the Facebook.
Hey, girl.
But Vicks Vapor Wub.
Yeah.
Vicks Vapor Wub.
Wub
and
the wub
and NyQuil are staples. NyQuil and DayQuil.
Ooh, the DayQuil staples. Gotta go with the DayQuil
because anytime I feel, look, there's no secret. We do this thing called broadcasting.
Yeah,
and we have one night a week commitment outside of the bonus show taping, so we have to be here for.
Yeah,
there's only three of us and a half of an intern that does half of his job. So we can't really take time. And we've done it where we've covered by someone being sick. If you have a fever, that's the number one thing. But we've all come in, and I know on the Lolo, we've all done shows sick.
Yeah.
Lip? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Liar. You always call out when you're sick. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever been here sick, bro.
No, yeah. He has. He's just playing. He just never really told us.
Well, because he never talks, so it's very hard to see if he's well or sick.
That's very true.
Actually, I know how to tell when Lip is sick.
Oh.
When he talks too much on the show.
So he's been sick at every Afterburn episode.
Exactly. He just comes in, he's like, I don't feel good, but I'm going to power through this, and I'm going to over-talk so you guys don't know that I'm sick. And I'm like, oh, I got you, Lip.
And you know what?
I got you, Lip.
You know what, Mocha Cub? I think you're onto something here. Because if you really think about all of our individual lives, who in this studio would be the most prominent carrier of a disease? It would be the guy with the crawl around on everything baby.
Yep.
Because you know when he goes home, he grabs that little Chalapaleno, picks her up off of the tiled patio, and smooches and kisses her, and then comes into the studio and smooches and kisses me. What? Mucinex is Mata Martha's go-to. I've tried Mucinex, and that little green monster just stays around.
Yeah, I tried Mucinex too.
It doesn't work for me.
It doesn't get all that, because it's supposed to get all that stuff out of your chest. It's supposed to get all that stuff out of your nose, but it doesn't. I still have that cough. It doesn't clear anything out for me.
I'm sorry, off of the Facebook, I got to get to a big bro Hutch just chimed in. Corey knows. This is off of Facebook. Corey knows he has not had a tickle in his throat since he lost his gag reflex in college.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow, big bro. Oh. You know who I lost that gag reflex with? Ask your brother. Here's the thing.
I have breaking news when it feels like breaking.
Oh, breaking news whenever it feels like.
Ryan, right?
I actually might see Big Bro Hutch this weekend.
Hold on a minute. I was going to try to get you the news stager, but you just got it right out there, right? Because you know my fat fingers can't move that fast.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Because you're fat.
All right, let's see. You got breaking news whenever it feels like breaking?
Yeah.
We now go live to the BBB Radio Network studios, where Mocha Cub has breaking news. He's standing outside the studios right now, shirtless, with only basketball shorts on. Take it away, Mocha.
Thank you, Fat Guy Johnson.
That would have been really funny if you would have just sat there for a minute and went like this. Thank you.
Oh yeah, because you. Hold on. I got it. Okay. This is completely for our Ustream.
Yeah, but, it's gonna be completely visual, folks.
Yeah, here we go, visual. Thank you, Fat Guy Johnson. No, actually, I might see him because, every year, the Scott Hutch people.
Yes. The Scott Hutch people.
They go to this big book sale every year.
Where they buy the black people.
Yeah, and they buy that's cool. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, big bro. That was Fat Guy Johnson. No, but they go to this big book sale. In honor of Black History Month, we're going to go to a mock auction, slavery auction, and we're going to buy us a pastor, a baker, and a candlestick maker, and a nanny.
So you guys get together all the time?
And they get all together, and they go to the bookstore, and then I got invited by Ryan Scott.
So the whole family
Scott goes.
Scott Hutchison family gets together.
Yeah.
That's when they pretty much all the family, right?
Yeah.
They're all related
family.
To each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So that's the night that they have group sex.
I'm done with you.
He shouldn't have came out swinging.
I'm done with you. But yeah, so they invited me to participate in this book orgy. I mean, I'm just playing.
Sure,
but I got invited by Ryan Scott. Today he invited me.
We love you, big bro.
And because he forgot my birthday yesterday, but we're not going to say that on air.
Oh no!
Sorry.
What? Oh! Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yeah, he texted me today. Oh, hey, sorry about your birthday, man. But you want to come to the bookstore with us? And I was like, way to make it up, bro.
Come read some books and not talk to me for your birthday. Happy birthday!
But no, so I'm spending the night at Ryan Scott's house Friday night.
Nice.
They go really early. The doors open at 8, but they get there a couple hours ahead of time so they can get a good spot in line, because it's like a big book depot.
I think I remember you guys talking about that on a previous incarnation of a project you guys had here.
Yeah.
Where this is something that they do on an annual basis.
They do it every year. And this is where he goes and buys Ender's Game like for the millionth time and everything. Yeah. So I'm going to go with him this year and I'm going to buy Ender's Game for the millionth time.
Yeah. You got a happy off the Facebook. Doug Engel chimes in with happy birthday. Oh, and Big Bro Hutch chimes in with, oh. Forgetting the birthday, not a good friend. You too.
Well, Big Bro Hutch, you didn't say happy birthday to me either, so.
And yes, Doug, it is an adult gay bookstore that they go to every year and they shop for. So that is that. Does that end your breaking news?
Yeah, that's in my breaking news.
All right, so throw it back to us.
Back to, oh, hold on. And back to you, Fat Guy Johnson, in studio.
And thank you for that report, DJ. Or the worst one that they do. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. Our friends, I'm sorry. I love them, but they haven't followed us back on Instagram. But our friends over at ABC 15 are notorious for that horrible throw. Every time. And then what they do is that all of the on-location reporters, they have little monitors in their hand, so they're watching their feed because what they do, what they call it in a business, is throwing it to package. So the people in the studio throw it to the live on-the-scene reporter, and then the on-the-scene reporter throws it to a package. So basically, the person in the truck is running the pre-recorded package.
Okay.
And then when they come out of the package, it goes back to the on-the-scene person, and then the on-the-scene person throws it back to the studio. Those throws with our friends over at ABC 15 are horrible.
Yeah.
And now let's go live to Escalante Marundo, standing outside of the 7-Eleven on 7th Street and 24th Street. Escalante, tell us what you're seeing out there. Yes, guys. This is every time, dude. Every time.
My question, how can you make that even, how do you make that smoother?
Channel, their competitors do. I won't mention them, but their competitors make it very smooth. Their competitors make it very, I'm sorry, but there it may be a number between 11 and 13. They do it very well. There may be another channel between, I'm just going to pull some numbers out of the sky, 2 and 4. They do it very well. And the ones that are the masters at it, because I think that they have a flamethrower on the top of South Mountain where all of their signals come through.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess that I'm just going to pull some random numbers, Lip. Just random numbers. I'm going to say number between 9 and 11. They do it seamlessly.
Okay.
Seamless. So the technology is there, but our friends over at ABC 15, they have a hard time throwing it out, and they do so many live stand-ups. Like when we were trying to get that freaky dude off of the hill in downtown Phoenix, and because he had inappropriately touched or talked to a couple of women. They threw it to a live stand-up in front of the Arizona State Capitol, and that chick stood there. I counted at least a good 8-second count while she was just standing there nodding her head because her ISBN in line in her ear was they were talking. It's a delay, and it's a horrible delay.
Wow.
But the average viewer. But we love our ABC 15 friends, but y'all throw it, and y'all throw it way high. I mean, it's almost like they're in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And they're on the first and goal.
Uh-huh.
And they try to throw it up.
Yeah.
And like 1,200 Eagles come and swoop it out of the hand, and then the clock runs to zero.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just made that scenario up. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I haven't heard that before either.
Sound familiar, Lip?
Mm-mm.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, folks. We'll be back on the other side of this break. And guess what? I took my 17-year-old to the worst place on earth.
The circus?
No, the DMV. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Help me, Jesus.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Time to talk about sports.
Please lower your IQ.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Man, but I can love you
better than him. In 7 days, that little fat baby with his bow and arrows will be flying around, and it's almost a mortal lock that an arrow will land on the one you love or the one you want to love. So you better have something nice to follow Cupid's arrow, and Amazon has the perfect Valentine's Day gift through the Amazon Valentine's Day banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Don't screw it up this year. There's no reason to, because Amazon has Valentine's Day gift ideas for everyone. For you with school-age children, you can grab gifts to be given or crafts to make Valentine's Day gifts for your child to take to school. No matter what time of year it is, if you want it or need it, Amazon has it. And yes, through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, you can use all your Prime benefits, including free 2-day shipping. Amazon, the number one way we power this here showdy. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. So, I know it's going to be kind of hard, DT, for, well, you might be able to relate to this because you probably experienced it with your younger brother. Lip, you have a very long time before you have to experience this, but my kids have all reached driving age.
Oh, no.
There's no one without either a permit or a driver's license.
Okay.
Dominic, my oldest, he's been driving for years now. Aiden has his driver's license. Sydney, my princess, got her driver's license. The only one that was missing.
Yeah.
Was the little guy.
Oh, no.
AJ. He's had his permit for quite some time. Mm. But he was the only one that is missing. So.
Wait, Sydney has her license already?
Sydney has her license.
Isn't she younger than little fella?
Yeah, but you can get your license when you're 16.
That's true.
Right? So she only had her permit for a very, very little bit, a short period of time for the allotted time needed. And then that very next day, her mom had her back at the DMV.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't waste no time getting the
money. Because she was having it for 6 months.
Yeah, it was very quick.
So she got it at six. So she got her permit at 15 and a half.
Yes.
And then kept it until she turned 16 and on 16th birthday.
Bingo, bango.
Nice.
And so AJ did it a little later.
Okay.
He did it a little after, a little deeper into his 16th birthday. But now he's 17 and he will be turning 18 this year. Okay. So what I've done with AJ is I've given him a little bit more slack on the rope to kind of get a more realistic feeling of life. Because, you know, having me come behind him and do everything for him is something that is going to go away.
Yeah.
I can't continue to have him on the teat.
No, you can't.
Because when he gets out there in the real world, though, if he's still on the teat when he goes to the, or fresh off the teat when he goes into the real world, he's going to get bitch slapped by the real world. So I'm giving him more space to make mistakes and figure things out for himself.
Yeah.
So the one thing that was left on his plate in totality was his driver's license. He had to study himself for the written exam. He had to get to the DMV to take his written exam. He had to do all of that. Okay. So he did all that by himself with a little help from his mother and a little financial support from me.
Okay.
So
there's a correction. It's called MVD.
MVD. What did I say?
DMV.
Isn't that the same thing?
It is.
Department of Motor Vehicles.
That's what Doug says.
Doug,
you can suck the teat.
Doug, the show has been going on for longer than 15 minutes. Why are you still on the live feed? Here's the thing.
Bang.
He just wants to hear his voice again.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
There you go, Doug. Now you can go to sleep. I was going to say something really bad. Anyway, so he calls me and says, hey, this was a few weeks ago. He says, hey, can you take a Friday off from your numbers job so we can go down to the DMV?
Oh, yeah, because they're not open on weekends anymore.
They're not open on weekends. I'm going to tell you this right now. Before, this is kind of foreshadowing. A lot has changed with the DMV or the MVD or the BBD. A lot of things have changed.
Okay.
From since 35,000 years ago when I got my driver's license. My driver's license was etched in stone back in the day, and it weighed 3 tons. So much has changed. And I'm not in touch with all of it, and I've purposely not gotten involved in all of it because I wanted to leave it to him.
Okay.
Okay? Leave it all up to him. So he calls me up. He says, hey, can you take a Friday off of your day job so we can go down to the motor vehicles department because I want to take my test in your brand new spanking car. And I, of course, my first response is,
no,
I don't want to put miles on my car while you drive some stinky knuckle dragon DMV instructor around sitting in my imported leather. No. But of course,
I'm Corey Blaze.
Because I'm Corey. Of Corey Blaze. But of course I did, because there were very limited options on the other side of his genealogy. So I had to step up and make it happen. So I thought about renting a car because I didn't want to put the miles on my car, but then I realized that would probably even be more, because you I believe they have to have information about the car.
Okay.
You know, and I don't want them, who's the registered owner of the car, Enterprise. You know, I didn't want that to happen. So we decided to use my car. So I took last Friday off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember earlier in the show, I mentioned I wasn't feeling very good. Well, Friday morning was when it was kind of all rolling in.
Okay.
So I want, of course, when you're dealing with the DMV, what do? You go early.
Yeah.
Because you know there's going to be a line all the way out the back door wrapped around the Circle K. So we went early. So I got up early, fought through the traffic of going down to his mom's house, picking him up and taking him to the DMV. But he hasn't driven my car in a while, so I allowed him to drive from his house to the DMV.
Okay.
In, I want to say Levine, but I get confused between Levine and Goodyear.
Okay.
Somewhere way deep west.
Yeah.
That's where his mom lives. So he drives over to the DMV.
They're right next to each other, so you're safe with
you. Okay, thank you. So we drive over to what the DMV where his mother found.
Okay.
That we think is the DMV.
Mm.
We learn it is a satellite representation of the DMV.
They have DMV services.
They have DMV services. Here's the thing. When we walked in, I got really happy because there wasn't nobody in there. I was like, woohoo, this is going to be good. I'll be able to get it. He'll be able to take his driving test. I'll be home before 10. Back home before 10, and I'll be able to get back on my horrible numbers job and allow them to continue to ruin my life. Walked in there. She says, how can we help you? What, nobody in there. It was a ghost town.
Okay.
Come to find out, the lady tells us, if you took your written test at the actual DMV, the Arizona Department of Transportation, you can do your driving test there at their location with one of their instructors, but it would be $85.
Ooh.
Why that sucks is because the driving test at the Arizona Department of Transportation is only $25.
Mm.
Here's how they get you in those satellite DMV fake offices. All of the prices are upcharged.
Yeah.
Everything's an up fee when they're actually just doing the paperwork for you. That's all they're doing. So his mom didn't want to pay that amount. I've been letting AJ do the whole thing. So I did not jump in and intercede when it came to financials. I let him make the decision on what he wanted to do. Do you want to take your test here? If so, you need to pay them $80. If you want to go across the street where the real DMV was, we can do that as well. They literally were across the street from each other.
Really?
Literally.
Oh, wow.
Literally across the street from each other. So we got back in the car, drove across the street, went over to DMV, walked in. And then my son is excited the whole time. He's going to get his drive. He's going to get his driver's license. There was a 99.9884% chance he was going to get. He's going to pass his driving test.
Okay.
But when he got to the DMV, his heart was broken. And his heart was broken quick, fast, and in a hurry. Never once.
What?
Did he know
what?
That in order to take your driver's test,
what?
You needed to schedule an appointment?
No! What?
Since when?
You have to schedule appointments online to take your driver's test.
Wow.
And I knew something was hinky. I smelt it in the air because when we pulled up to the real DMV office, there was only 7 people in there.
Wow.
Because everything is appointments now. Remember how you used to be able to walk into the DMV and there'd be a counter and you get the little ticket and you wait for the boom, boom. Serving 374 at window number D. That don't happen no more. What? Now you walk in there and there's a DMV robot, a kiosk machine. Not one, not two, three of them sitting there. Where you have to go in and set up everything. Everything is now pre-scheduled. There was eight people in there. Every eight person was at a window. They had eight tellers there.
Which one did you go to?
The one in Levine.
Okay, because the one I go to still has a person there.
This one had three kiosk DMV.
I mean, they have the kiosk where you can go and set stuff up, but they also have a person that gives you tickets to go. Because I've been there recently, and as recent as 2017.
Now, there was another window. There was a hallway by the bathrooms where there was a little receptionist area.
Yeah.
But where we walked in, that when his mother went and asked where we go to sign up to take the driver's test, they sent us to the kiosk. Because you have to go, even with an appointment, you have to go to the kiosk and check in at the kiosk for your appointment time.
Wow.
So because he didn't have an appointment, now that his face is on the ground, we had to go to the kiosk and set up an appointment. Guess how long the wait is for the next available appointment?
4 hours.
4 hours, Lip. I'm sorry. That dinette set's going to have to go to our runner-up.
A week.
I'm sorry. That dinette set's going to have to go to a runner-up. 2 weeks!
Wow, I was only off by a week.
He will not be able to take his driver's test until Valentine's Day. Wait, I'm sorry. The week after Valentine's Day.
Wow.
We scheduled it on a Wednesday because he has some schedule flexibility. His heart was broken. Mm. And I felt bad a little.
Well, you feel bad because that's your kid. But at the same time, I don't feel bad because if he wants his license, he needs to do all the research on how to get it.
And I am known as the planner.
Yeah.
And so the planning side of me was like, this was poor execution. But you know what? Reading my kid's face, that would have been the wrong time to mention that. But yeah. I'm not going to lie. It was being played over in the back of my head. This is a critical detail that was looked over where now I've taken time off work. He took the day off school.
Yeah.
This is a Friday. Took the day off school for 45-minute commitment where we sat there at the kiosk, made an appointment for 2 weeks. Mm. At the time, I went right in my calendar on my phone while I was standing there next to him and scheduled that next day off, and we will go back and take the test.
Wow.
His heart was broken. And then I, number one, not feeling so good at the time, and being the consummate planner that I am, that would have been a detail that I would have never overlooked. But there was nothing that we could do at that time.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this. I will give them some plugs. The new kiosk thing, new. Didn't have that when I was getting my driver's license. Yeah. I went in there and there was 400 people and they brothers and cousins, and half of them were Lip. All in the DMV when I got my driver's license. Scottsdale MVD, DMV, still has real people at the door as of 2 months ago, according to Doug Engel.
See,
off of the Facebook.
I'm telling you.
So it must be a newer DMV out there.
It might be.
I was three rows. I coaxed his mom to go over to the counter where there was another entrance. I don't know what it was for. I said, go over to the counter and just see if maybe they had a cancellation at the last minute or something.
Yeah.
Of course not. Who would cancel their driver's license? It was a whole lot of dark-complected people in there that probably were looking for, I'm just going to put this out there, retribution. It was a lot of hard-looking people in that DMV. Some people that have lived some hard life.
So I have a question.
Answer.
How did you guys get your license? Like, did you have to take the driving test with the DMV?
I did.
Yeah.
I remember mine.
Did you go same day? Or did you schedule?
I did mine. My written test and my driving test were separated by 1 week.
Oh, nice.
Separated by one. I remember the DMV that I went to, the building is still there, but it's no longer a DMV. right there north of 16th Street and Broadway.
Okay.
There was a, is it 16th Street or 7th Street?
Don't know.
I don't know. You got to describe it to me.
I think it's 6th, 7th Street because there was a, there used to be a field on the corner, the northeast corner, and then there was a beauty salon, and the next to that was an auto repair shop, the next to that was a liquor store, and then a block away from that was the DMV, right before you got to the river bottom, was the old DMV. The building is still there, but it's not a DMV office anymore. But I remember it was 7th Street, because 7th Street was right up the street from South Mountain High.
Okay.
Because I remember catching the bus after school to go up there and take my written test.
Nice.
So I took my written test at the same DMV, passed it the first time, took my driving test a week later, because I don't remember that having to have so many hours logged. I don't remember that part. But then again, I'm old.
See, I kind of lucked up. My mom worked for a driving school when I was about the time to get my license.
Lucky!
So I literally went to like a 3-hour driving school course to get my permit. So I took the written test there. And then after you take that driving school course, you're supposed to log in hours with an instructor.
Right.
And then after that, they sign a piece of paper, and then you can go in and get your license. Just give the DMV your license, your paper, the sign, and it says, okay, cool. This person logged this many hours. They're good to go.
So it was kind of like a pre-approved home loan. You had the paperwork that you were good to go to drive.
Yeah. So basically what I did was I took the test, got my permit, didn't log any of those hours in, but my mom signed the paper that said I logged those hours. Like, I didn't, like, pay for the driving school.
Okay.
But, like, I drove around with my dad. I drove around with my mom. So she knew I was driving, and, like, I was following all the rules and everything. I passed my test the first time. So I just went into the DMV and was like, here's the paper signed. Here's my permit. Boom. They took my new picture. I went on my lunch break in one day at high school. Went on my lunch break. Went there to one on, what is it, 44th in Washington?
I know exactly where that is.
Went to that one. Was there for probably like 40 minutes.
Okay.
On my lunch break. Suit and tie because it was game day.
Okay.
And took my picture. Left with my driver's license.
Now, this is a very interesting story. Lip?
Yes.
How did you get your driver's license? I know we're up on a break.
The permit I went with you.
Yes.
While I was going to do them both together, I attempted both of them together.
Yeah.
Failed my driving.
I was with Lip when he got his permit.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how long we've been friends. He used my mother's car.
Which she still owns to this day.
Yeah, she's not going to let it go until it falls to pieces.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how long I've been knowing Lip. Lip got his driver's license when he was 9.
Mm. Wow.
They were giving it to Mexicans that early.
Dang.
Because they knew they were going to be good drivers.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. Because Lip had like how many accidents now? Like 17 million?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. 3 just in the parking lot today. But Lip, yeah, I was with Lip when he got his driver's license. And he failed both times because he couldn't see cones. He can't see orange.
Really?
I ran over the edge of the cone.
Did you really?
The bottom square part.
Yeah.
Did you really?
That was an instant fail back then. I went the DMV that I took AJ to. I looked in the parking lot where they did the little driver test.
Yeah.
No cones. No cone. I didn't see one cone.
Are those big giant?
What do they make you do now?
I don't know what the driver's test is now. That would be interesting to know. What the hell do they do now? Do they just let you get in the car and see if you have a key fob and a screen?
Because I know back in the day, wasn't it like you got to be able to parallel park?
It depends on it depends on what DMV you go to. Because some DMVs aren't equipped to do parallel parking. Some DMVs are. Some DMVs, if they're closer to a freeway, will actually take you on the freeway. But some that aren't, don't. So yeah. it's like you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, because I remember my mom taught me how to 3-point turn and parallel park, because that was some of the stuff that you had to do in the driving school.
I had to learn that too.
But
Lip, did you hit the cones when you were doing a 3-point turn or a parallel park?
Parallel.
Huh.
I was exiting in it.
And you hit it. With the
You cut the wheel too soon, man.
I didn't cut the wheel enough.
No. Maybe. I didn't cut it enough.
And then cut it enough. But it's very interesting that I was there for. And this, as we go to break this off of the Facebook, Big Bro Hutch coming back swinging again. It was a little different for Corey back then. They needed to make sure that the horse he used belonged to his family, and the carriage was able to hold up to 3 people.
Wow. Wow. Big Bro Hutch is coming for your head right now.
I'm loving it. Come at me, bro. I'm loving it. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. And D-Tay conducted his own social media experiment. And me and Lip are going to McDonald's. We'll talk about that on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Where's Lady K?
Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
I love s'mores.
There's
Pop-Tarts.
Two types of s'mores is what I'm looking at on their website. There's the one that's chocolate covered, and then there's the one that's like a sandwich cookie.
Well, Arizona has a sandwich cookie one. We don't have the chocolate covered
one.
Oh,
ones. So we're back to that false advertising.
Yeah.
Be putting up on their website.
Yeah. He just wow. called the Girl Scout.
Yeah, I did.
Damn.
I did. You know what? Because if you're going to offer a mother cookie, you should offer it to the whole damn country.
Well, I'm just
who
saying.
Who are the special that get the s'mores covered in chocolate? How do they know I don't want a s'more covered in chocolate? What marketing report said that my fat in Phoenix, Arizona doesn't want a s'mores covered in chocolate? So, yeah, those can lick my big fat toe.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. If you ever hear this song, Lip. If you ever hear this song played at the end of a show, you will not only know that this is played at the end of the show, at the end of the episode, but that this song signals the end of Fat Guy Radio Show. This is the one song that I have banned to ever be played on this show because this song signifies the end of an actual radio program, because this is what Big O and Dukes played when they went off the air in Phoenix. So if you ever hear this song played at the end of a Fat Guy Radio Show episode, it will let you know that we will never, ever be back on the air. And the reason why we will never be back on the air is because we weren't able to pay the bills. How do we pay the bills? Afterburn subscriptions. Yes, that was a long way to get you to tell you that we need you to subscribe to Afterburn. Through the bonus show subscriptions, for change back on a $5 bill, you get an additional 75-minute show every month that is uncensored, commercial-free, and uninhibited. You get a close view into the lives and topics we can't discuss on the free show. So keep us on the air, folks. Subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn today. Change back on a $5. Matter of fact, change back on a $4 bill. It's $3 a month. I don't know what more to tell you. Subscribe today, folks, or we end up going away. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Got that out of the way. Lip, I never want to ever hear that song again. Never again on Journey. I love Journey.
Except for at a karaoke bar.
Except at a karaoke bar. But if you ever hear it played through these, Lip, that is the number one song, right, that I have banned from the beginning.
Yes.
Never, ever, ever, never, never, ever, never. It's a good song, but it signifies
the end of an era.
The end of an era. And that was a song that Big O and Dukes, I remember it like it was yesterday when they went off the air in Phoenix, Arizona. And they were, for 2 weeks, they were building up to this big announcement, big announcement, big announcement. And the big announcement is Chad and Oscar said it simultaneously. And the big announcement is, and they started to play that Journey song, and they played it on a loop for the remaining of their airtime. And then we ended up the next night when they were supposed to be on the air getting some fake gay guy named Ronaldo that was apparently broken into the studio and taken over the studio. And it was just KZON flipping over to music, which is what it is today, 101.5.
Wow.
It was a horrible. And the only thing I can ever remember was that Journey song.
Wow.
I love Journey, but Journey, that song in particular,
yeah,
reminds me of that moment Big O and Dukes went off the air. And that was when my talk radio career started, was back in when Big O and Dukes were on the air in Phoenix, Arizona.
Wow.
And I was really afraid to meet them.
I can see you tearing up right now.
I really was tearing up a little bit behind my fake glasses. But yes. But anyway, that's not what we're here for. We are here because D-Tay was talking to me before the show. We all know. We talked about it last week. I brought in cake for his birthday. Lip, you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Very good. That makes five words you've said on today's show. So D-Tay's birthday was
the letter P.
Was Tuesday. And you were talking about how you do the same thing that I do when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
Please explain to what you did. I don't think you realize that it was a social experiment, but in actuality, what you did was a social experiment.
Yeah, I just thought it was me being petty.
Yeah.
But no, so I don't have my birth. I don't blast my birthday on the day of my birthday. I don't say, oh, hey, everybody, today's my birthday. I don't have my Facebook birthday turned on.
Right.
So, if you go to my page, it doesn't say when my birthday is, and it doesn't pop up on your feed as, oh, hey, wish Daniel a happy birthday today because this is his birthday.
Which is what Facebook does for everybody that has their birthday turned on. Yeah. I don't have my birthday turned on either, and there's a reason.
Yeah. I feel like if you know me, I say it all the time because I was born the same day as Mewtwo.
Mewtwo!
And the same day as Bob Marley.
Bob Marley!
And I share a birthday with Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, who would have been 130,000 years old today, yesterday.
So I feel like I talk about my birthday a lot, and people who know me know when my birthday is.
I don't really think you talk about your birthday a lot, honestly.
I feel like I do. I feel like I need to stop talking about my birthday sometimes.
Like to me, I don't think so. And I'm talking about off air.
Oh.
I don't think that we've
talked. I don't know. Because I always tell people my sister's birthday is the same day as Abraham Lincoln's.
Yes.
And exactly 6 days after mine. It's the 12th, 2 days before Valentine's Day. And we are Irish twins.
You are Irish twins. And Irish.
Yeah, we are Irish. But yeah, so I don't boast about it on Facebook or social media at all. So it makes it feel really genuine when I have people email me or text me happy birthday and let me know or post something on Facebook to acknowledge my birthday.
Yep.
Like it feels really personable. It feels really intimate.
It feels authentic.
Authentic.
Yes.
It's authenticized.
And you know what? I do the exact same thing. My birthday does not show up on Facebook for the purposes of that. When people wish me happy birthday, I want them to come at me because they realize it's my birthday.
Yeah.
You know, don't come at me just because Facebook told you to do it.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with doing that. Jim Amato knows that we are speaking of the one radio god himself, Rob Spiewak, Rob W. Spiewak, two B's. He will, if he gets the alert of a birthday on his Facebook feed, he will come and have a boss birthday. And he does that, and it's a great thing. But yeah. To me, that getting it from Rob, it would be amazing because Rob Spiewak is Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
But getting it from just my random friends who ain't like nothing on my page since last year when they last sent me a happy birthday. And then now all of a sudden, because Facebook told them it was my birthday, they post on my wall, happy birthday. I find that disingenuous.
Yeah.
So I do the exact same thing that you do. If you going to know my birthday, come at me. Now, I have your birthday in my phone. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I got everybody's birthday in my phone.
You waited until like the last possible minute.
I was sick as a dog. Bro.
I give you a pass for that, but like you still got it in before 12. So
I still got it in.
You're still good. But I woke up today with a level of pettiness because I saw a post. So I have this woman who is like my work mother.
Work? Oh.
And
telling me this before.
And I call her mom.
Yes.
She's my work mom. She took me under her wing. Like I love this woman dearly. She's done so much for me, like to help me. Like in coaching and like in my numbers job. Like, she used to work for me, and I used to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she moved on to a different place, and then she got me a job with them as well.
Nice.
So I have two jobs now because of her.
Mama looking out.
So, like, and she is the sweetest lady I've ever known. And so for the past 2 years, she hasn't said happy birthday to me on my birthday. But there's another coworker that used to work with me whose birthday is today, the day after my birthday. And she always goes out of her way to say happy birthday to him. And when I saw that, she texted me yesterday, too, just to tell me about, like, some money stuff, some work stuff.
Okay.
And then I read today a post on some other dude's page telling her, her saying happy birthday to him.
Bring me this level back up.
And I was like, wow, wow. So my level of pettiness reached an all-time high. So I went on my Facebook right after I read that message. And I typed up, thanks to everyone who gave me a happy birthday. Thanks to everyone who wished me happy birthday yesterday. I said it, and I made sure it was yesterday, not just any day, just yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I really appreciate you. And then I sent that stuff. After that message hit Facebook, within 5 minutes, she texted me.
Bling.
I had friends who I haven't talked to in years
bling,
text me.
Bling.
Everybody was hitting me up. My post got a couple of likes on it.
Bling.
People were commenting on that.
Bling.
I had people go out of their way to make personal Facebook comments me and tag me in them.
Bling.
And I was like, oh, snaps. This is where all the fake love is.
Oh, fakers. You
this is what Drake
out.
Was talking about.
Fakers.
I got to tell y'all when to wish me happy birthday.
Fakers.
Nah.
Now
son.
Here is the burning
question. The only one I give a pass to is Ryan Scott, though, because he has a lot going on in his life.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
And I, even though I showed up for his birthday thing, you had to remind me, though.
I did, and you were late.
I'm just playing. I know his birthday is November 22nd. I will never forget that his birthday is
November
22nd.
I only know because it's in my phone.
It's not in my phone. But the reason why I know so much is because his birthday is 2 days before the death of my real mom's birthday.
Right. And the only birthday that I know without looking at my phone is Flippius. He's my best friend.
I don't even know his birthday.
March 32nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but here's the burning question. This is the question that everybody wants to know. The Twitter is blowing up of people just wanting to know.
Yeah.
Did Lip text you happy birthday?
Lip didn't say nothing.
Nope.
Lip didn't text me happy birthday. He didn't comment on my Facebook.
Nope.
He didn't comment on my Instagram. He didn't send me no Snapchat of the jalapeno baby saying happy birthday. Lip didn't even say happy belated birthday today when he walked in the studio.
Nope. Lip don't care.
Lip was trying to get buck with me today.
Oh!
We almost fought before the show started.
Oh!
Lip thought he was big and bad today.
Yeah, he did. He came up swole up before the show started. And then when the microphones keyed on, he went to sleep. That's his MO. Yeah, Lip came in swinging, and I'm sorry I haven't hit this today.
Jim Amato.
There it is. Lip, you didn't text your boy?
Nope.
I didn't even know his birthday.
Lip, after we talked about
we did 40 minutes on it last
week.
But I didn't pay attention to the date.
You didn't pay attention to the show.
The date.
That proves that he doesn't listen back either.
He doesn't care.
Which
is not anything new to us. Here's the question. Why are we even surprised?
We're not surprised. We're not surprised. This is fake anger.
This is
like the fake love I got. This is a fake anger.
This is fake anger. You know what, Lip? Happy birthday on March 32nd.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when your daughter's birthday is?
No.
I believe that. I actually believe that.
Sometime in December.
Actually, you know what's so funny?
Those are a Christmas gift and a birthday gift.
I think I know when his daughter's birthday is.
What?
I think it's December 4th.
It is.
Ooh.
He just looked in his phone. He literally just looked in his phone to verify it.
You know how I know?
How you know?
Because that was also the day of my friend's baby.
Ah!
Because I remember reading his post in the hospital when she was giving birth.
Ah, is this channel still up?
And I was like, oh, snaps. No. Now I got two people on the 4th.
Okay, bring it up.
And it's also Jay-Z's birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah, Sean Carter
over
was born.
Ago,
I'm sorry.
I was diagnosed
I'm sorry.
With advanced.
I thought I muted it, but I didn't.
Sean Carter was born December 4th.
Okay, you can bring yours back up. Okay.
But
I'm
sorry.
I just wanted to hear this song for some reason. I don't know why. But set it off. Because remember after last week's show, we were talking about what I wanted for my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sad the Lady K isn't here. She'll have to go to the playback.
Did we even talk about that on air? I thought we just talked about
We was off air.
Yeah, I was going to say. We talked about that, me and you.
I want movie posters for my birthday.
Yeah.
Movie posters specifically 23 by 24.
Set It Off, Wizard of Oz.
Set It Off was one. Wizard of Oz was another movie poster. Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Was a movie poster with all of the main characters on it.
Yeah.
Not just JD and Turk. All of them. Scrubs. I think I can't remember which other ones I want, but I want movie posters for my birthday.
Yeah. And I want all six, well, eight now. Yeah. I want all eight Star Wars posters.
Yeah. But I,
and you know what?
I want to hear that song.
My birthday was last week and, or yesterday.
I was about to say last week. Don't confuse Lip.
I don't even know when my birthday is. My birthday was yesterday and I still ain't got no all abouts, Fat Natic.
Oh!
Where my all abouts at, huh? Where my all abouts?
They all about the nothing.
Right? Have we even checked this?
Is it all about or thank a lot or be about? What is it about?
Oh, my bad. Thank a lots now.
Thank a lots.
They were the all abouts, but now they're the thank a lots, or as Corey likes to say, the think a lots.
Because
he needs to think a lot. The hink a lot. but yeah.
Lip, are we up on a break right now?
Past the break.
Oh, past the break.
Your
all
face
right.
is a break.
Let's take a quick break right now, Lip. Thanks for letting me know. His energy is what I adore so much about him. I mean, he electrifies a room when he comes into it.
I will say one thing. He does pick very good music.
Yeah, he does.
That's about the only thing he does right.
Yeah.
It's a new day. It all feels so good.
All right, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Hey, are you a smoker or do you know a smoker? If you ever watch the live feed, you're probably sitting there watching me and you're like, what in the world? Is Corey smoking in the studio? No, I'm not, silly. We can't smoke around this expensive equipment in here. BDB Radio Network will have a heart attack like they do when they look at the Afterburn subscribers. But we're not here to talk about Afterburn. We're going to talk about Halo 6. The premium electronic cigarette company making e-cigs and e-liquid. I love this company. A lot of people know that I was a customer before they were a sponsor on the show. I chased after them after I experienced them first, and I was very skeptical about switching from traditional tobacco to e-cigs. I knew that traditional tobacco was horrible for me. I knew it would probably put me in an early grave. But you know what? When you are addicted to the carcinogens and the tobacco and the tar in those cigarettes, you don't care. You just keep puffing and you're puffing and you're puffing. I would spend up to $200 a month for smoking traditional tobacco cigarettes. With Halo 6, I spend $20 every other month on e-liquid. I can't tell you how to do the math. The math is just there. The numbers don't lie. The numbers are there. Make the switch today. And Halo 6 is not just selling you an e-cig and e-liquid. They are giving you support. They are giving you background. They are giving you news. When you read an article about something, I guarantee if you go over to their blog on their website through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com, you will find their retort or their response to that claim. Halo 6 is more than just an e-cig provider. They are leading in the industry of electronic cigarettes. They are the advocate for electronic cigarettes because there is emphatic proof that e-cigs are in fact better than traditional tobacco cigarettes. So make the switch today or get it for the smoker in your life, and it'll benefit you and them in the long run. Halo Cigs through the Halo Cigs banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Give it to Mata Martha Mocha Cup.
Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby.
Lip, after the show,
yep.
You and I
need
to head over to McDonald's.
Okay. Why?
Bring up this level on this computer because there's breaking news whenever it feels like breaking at McDonald's, Lip!
Can McDonald's French fries cure baldness? Well, a group of Japanese scientists says that an ingredient in the fries may be the key. McDonald's uses a chemical in the fry oil to prevent it from splashing. Apparently, that drug has been shown to spur hair growth on the backs of lab mice. Obviously, a lot more research needs to be done, but go for it. Have your Mackey D fries.
Lip,
Mackey D fries.
We need mouse back hair on the top of our head.
Mouse nice. Back toupees.
We need mouse, Mickey Mouse toupees, Lip, at McDonald's. We get the fries and we get our hair back.
Yeah.
How long is this going to take?
I don't know, but we'll just keep eating fries until the mouse come and lay hair on our head.
But then see, if I get fat, I can't be on the show no more.
Why not?
That's very true.
Because he's the only fat guy allowed on the show.
That is very true. He has a very good point. But you know what, Lip? Will you be willing to risk your radio producer career for your hair?
Of course.
This is the most interesting thing. When I saw this pop up on Facebook earlier today, that a ingredient in the oil to keep the oil from splashing can possibly grow your hair back. And of course, you leave it up to the Japanese to come up with the research to prove this.
Right?
What the hell else do they have to do over there?
Nothing.
The Japanese Lip said we can grow our hair back with the French fry oil.
I don't believe it.
Really?
I don't.
Really?
Actually, you know what? I do believe it.
There's hope for us.
And here's why.
How? Why?
I feel that you will eat so many fries that you become fat.
Uh-huh.
And it's a well-known fact that fat people produce blubber and hair to keep warm.
That is true.
So you will turn
in some cases
into a teddy bear. So I say eat it, because at the end of the day, you're going to be cute and cuddly.
I'm cute and cuddly. I've got hair everywhere else except for the top of my head. Mostly.
You'll be a short, fat Chewbacca.
I mean, I'm not totally bald, but it's thinning up there.
You'll be an Ewok.
And I want it back. And you know what? If the Japanese say it's the French fries, they got it right with my cars that I drive. They're going to get it right with the French fry.
Question.
Answer.
Do they cook the chicken nuggets in the same oil?
Yes, they, I don't know.
Because if they do, then can I eat the chicken nuggets and the French fries to get double the pleasure?
Dude, you would be pretty.
How about you just get the oil and drink it?
I was thinking about that, but then I was thinking, how about I just take baths in the oil while it's hot?
But then we'll have cooked deep.
How much for a dip?
How much for me just to take the fries out of the fry bag and just lick the salt?
How much for a bottle of the oil? I just want to use it like a lotion.
How much if I just go to the back where you pour the bad oil in, I just turn on the spout and take a little cup?
Can I get the leftover oil? Because you got to change it daily.
They do not change that oil.
They don't.
There ain't no way in hell.
Question.
Answer.
Do they fry the fish sandwich in the same oil? Because if so, can I get the filet fish meal with a side of chicken nuggets?
And fries.
Well, because if you get the meal,
it comes with.
I think everything is fried in that oil.
I want you to fry. Hey, I'm gonna be like, hey, can I get a Big Mac and can you drop the whole thing in the fryer first?
A deep fried. Don't give them that idea because they'll try it.
Hey,
McDonald's is doing everything they can to get us back through their doors.
Well, if they're paying $15 an hour for employees, they need to get us back through the door.
Well, you know what? If they have food that was actually biodegradable and doesn't last for 100 days.
See, I like my food to just be whole in my stomach for a year. And I like Big Mac shaped poop. Like, I love my Big Mac shaped poops. Like, it's the best thing. Like, when I literally have a Krabby Patty in the toilet, that's the best thing ever.
I call it DT burgers.
DT Krabby Patty burger, toilet burgers.
I'm going to sell them.
Dude.
Call them pretty patties.
It's not the French fries, but we can skip the middleman and just eat the French fries because the ingredient that is in the oil is what the French fries is being cooked in. So we just eat the French fries, and while we're eating the French fries, we'll sit there, take our shirts off, and rub the fries all over our body.
Why don't we just get that chemical or whatever it is that they're putting in the oil? Isn't that what they're talking about?
But that takes all the fun out of it.
Yeah, but then you gotta find out what the name of that chemical is.
It's something Japanese.
You gotta find out where you can get that legally.
Something Japanese.
Or illegally, just depending on how much money you got.
Something Japanese.
You gotta get it illegally.
I'm sure all you gotta do is go up in there, pay one of them little 16-year-olds some money.
Yes.
Like, just give me the bottle you guys pour
in. Give me some oil. Give me some of that oil.
Now that's the question, though, Lip. Do they pour the oil, the chemical in there themselves, or is it like already poured in the pre-made oil?
Because
if it's already in the pre-made oil, because McDonald's, you know, McDonald's has special everything. Like, they have their own special carbonated soda.
Yep.
And they have their own special oils.
Yep.
They have their own special potatoes.
Yep.
They have their own special pink stuff that they make the chicken nuggets out of.
Yep.
Everything is specially made
and now,
for McDonald's.
And now they have special hair replenishing French fry oil.
Exactly.
What can't McDonald's do?
I'm going to go to McDonald's and say, can I get an order of hair fries? I mean, large hair fries?
Large hair. You don't need any more hair. You've got plenty enough hair.
No, because after my barber took an axe to my head last. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't noticed for the past two shows, I've had some kind of headgear, and I will keep having headgear until my bald spot grows back in. Thank you.
He hit you with a ball spot.
He hit me with a ball spot. This is the only dude I know.
Why did he do it? Why did he do it?
Because I'm sexier than him.
No, because he was rushing.
He was rushing.
He was Russian.
He was Russian.
DT's Russian barber.
He said, I will cut you.
For your rice and your children.
And your goats.
And your goats.
Listen to Afterburn.
Afterburn.
But no, he took a tomahawk axe to my head to try to give me an edge up. And he started from my ear. And I was like, bro, my edge up don't start from my ear. It starts right here.
Yeah, right here. Right here.
Like, he tried to scalp me.
So I say, to fix this, is that you, me, Philippius, and your barber, I'll go get some mice hair French fries from McDonald's.
Okay, I'm down for that.
I'm down for that.
I could use a mouse toupee.
Mouse toupee for everyone. All right, folks, that's all we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Target. Bakers, fakers, and Instagram chefs, grab hold of some kitchen essentials through the special KitchenAid 20% off banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com today. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Expect more, pay less. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Sleepy Lip Philippius.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Hammer Hog Daniel Taylor.
Sup, Dad?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat. So stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, go to the DMV and make an appointment. And let them know they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. But you won't know until you listen. Join us next week on Thursday. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Hello.